It's time to welcome an old friend into the studio. Open the door and say hello to the Generic Youth Minister. Hi, Generic Youth Minister. How are you?
Hey, Craig. Hey, George. What's going on?
Not much. Thanks for coming in.
You know, while y'all are talking celebrity golf tournaments and having John Smoltz Love Fest and everything going on, there's a battle for the soul of this world going on between the forces of darkness and the Lord's mercy.
Indeed.
But y'all go ahead and laugh it up while people are being unalive through violence and persecution.
Well,
that's all y'all
do
here.
That's what we do on our show. We do sports and we try to have a good time.
Anyway, what y'all been up to? Seen any cool pop music documentaries lately?
Yeah.
I don't know how cool it was.
What'd you watch? Did you watch that Greatest Night in Pop?
Yeah, I just talked about it today.
Oh, man, I watched that and... All right, I got to tell you right now, I knew something was wrong with that Michael Jackson back in the day, and seeing that again, oh my goodness, man. He like talked funny and collected rainforest animals.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
I mean, that's just not normal.
No, that was weird.
And that Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, yeah. She's all dressed like a Wiccan. Her heart looks like it's the devil's playground. But I did like the boss singing. That was kind of cool watching him sing all USA like.
Yeah,
he was real good and everything. But yeah, I think that's, you know, you got to be careful with that rock music. It can lead you to the devil pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess it could.
Oh, yeah. Didn't George, you like, listen to that Judas Priest back in the day.
They had some great stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't do natural things, let me tell you that. Not that Rob Halford, I'll tell you. I came by to bring y'all an invitation to my church.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and I want you to know, it's not like the churches y'all grew up with. We even got, it's a cool church. I mean, we even got a Starbucks in our church.
Yeah, wow. That's wild. I've seen churches.
I know.
That
well,
have that.
It's actually not a Starbucks so much, but we do have some Starbucks cups that we put low grade motel coffee in. But anyway, it looks cool.
It's
but
strange.
Yeah, but our church real casual and everything. You know, you can wear jeans and stuff.
Okay.
And we have really good music. Like, we don't do like choir stuff. We have like a rock band.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen
that. As much of a rock band as you can have with a trap kit and a low end Taylor. But anyway.
Bingo.
But, and like, when I'm up there talking and everything, I really lean into it. I have, like, a little headset microphone and everything.
Oh, cool. Wow.
And my hair's all teased and spiked up and everything, you know. Really making, 2,000-year-old doctrine relevant to today with hairstyle and jeans. And
sure.
I even have, you know what I do sometimes? I probably shouldn't say this out loud.
What's that?
I have my wallet on a chain.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty
That's
cool
pretty
stuff.
Gay. Yep.
Pretty cool stuff. You guys doing the Lent season?
You know,
in my non-denominational church, we don't emphasize Lent quite as much as those Pope worshipers do, but at least we mention it a few times. And,
sure.
You know, the idea is that you give up something as a form of spiritual practice, mm-hmm. and you take on some good works too, kind of like that. So I gave up boba tea. I did. I love that stuff and everything. I just love that stuff so much, and I love drinking it because it tastes so good, and that little Korean girl that makes it for me is so sweet, and I just want to help her because she's probably not a good driver, you know? But I gave that up, and you know what I took on?
What'd you take
Feeding
on?
The hungry.
Oh, that's
feeding
nice.
The hungry.
That's good.
So yeah, I feed all my friend's cats when he's out of town. So and everybody's there real hungry and everything. It's like a 12-minute drive to his place. It's kind of a hardship. But anyway, I wanted to invite y'all to speak to our youth group and talk to them like about like sports or whatever.
Just okay.
Talk
yeah,
about.
George can do that.
Like y'all can teach them about like John Smoltz and stuff.
Well, I'll be back to him again.
But if y'all can do that, I got you signed up for Sunday week.
Okay.
I'll do a
That's
week from
great.
This Sunday. You
He's
guys
really
can come on out
it.
There. And hey, a reminder, we're having the 8th grade lock-in this weekend.
Okay.
We're going to watch High School Musical 2 again.
Okay.
And order pizza from the hut.
Wow.
And we're going to like do that trick where you put someone's hand in warm water while they sleep.
Oh,
you know, it's kind of subversive,
that.
But
oh.
not that bad, you know, so we can kind of do it. It seems kind of cool. But anyway, and we do have to make mention that we did close down the fellowship hall again.
Uh-oh. Oh, what happened?
Well, the people we hired, they used lead-based paint in there, and it made people sick, and people were having a hard time keeping the casserole down at the potluck.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, I know it. It was a vomit fest in there and everything,
no.
but we had to close it down, but we're going to get that abated as soon as we can get a few beds.
Yeah, get some beds.
But you, what?
What?
Anyway, you guys come on out. Now you need to come out and speak to our Vacation Bible School.
Okay, Craig will
we got
be there
that
next
coming
Sunday.
Up in about 5 months. So you guys come okay. And do that. Don't forget, friends are friends.
Okay,
forever.
Bye-bye.
Here goes the generic youth minister.